Ohio does not allow prisoners to learn about computer programming in prisons, but coding is expected to make up a large part of future jobs. Here to talk with me about the ban on books about coding in Ohio prisons is Alex Shea, the writer of an article on Muckrock. It's an online news service. Shea joins me via Skype. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you very much for having me.
So how did your search begin into banned books in prison?
The search began, incidentally, when looking into the email, the contracts related to prisoner email services in Florida, we were given a list of prohibited publications. And once we had the list of prohibited publications in one state, a reference to the existence of a list of prohibited publications, we began wanting to look into the sort of different standards under which books are banned in different states. And so we began requesting under different state freedom of information and sunshine laws, the lists of books that prisons prohibited prisoners from possessing. And what we found is that there's a huge discrepancy in what different states ban.
What does Ohio ban then specifically?
So alongside texts like Mein Kampf and the newsletter of the Racial Nationalist Party of the United States, Ohio bans books related to computer programming, specifically Linux computer programming. So Ohio's Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections bans books related to the Linux operating system.
The Linux operating system, for those who aren't in the tech world, means what?
It's simply a framework under which computers can be run, and it's an important skill to have if you want to enter the world of server administration. A lot of computer-related professions require some understanding of Linux.
And why does this concern you?
Well, the idea that coding will be a vital part of the economy in the future is an increasingly popular one. An article in Wired magazine calls programming the next big blue-collar job. And so by preventing prisoners from learning about programming or teaching themselves to code, Ohio's Department of Rehabilitations and Corrections might be cutting them off from an important sector of the economy in the future.
There are concerns, though, that prisoners within a state prison could reach a computer inside the prison and perhaps, you know, use it for something illegal.
Yeah. Under the administrative code that applies to prisons in Ohio, there are a number of reasons books can be prohibited. They include bans on books that include instructions on escaping prison, material that's sexually explicit. And the only thing that could potentially apply to programming books is books related to codes and ciphers. But understanding computer programming languages as codes and ciphers seems like a bit of a stretch. The other question that that idea raises is, if computer programming represents a risk to prisoners in Ohio, or indeed in Michigan, where it's also banned, why doesn't it in Pennsylvania? What's special about Ohio prisons that means that they have to ban texts related to computer programming, whereas prison systems like Pennsylvania, which bans books only related to hacking and criminal use of computers specifically, whereas they don't?
There was an incident within the last year of some prisoners that got some kind of computer, created a program or whatever, and then started using people's identity illegally.
Well, obviously, that's troubling when it does happen. But I could also point to the fact that in California, people are taught how to use computers and taught how to program as a means of rehabilitating them out of prison. So there's a program called The Last Mile in California prison in the California prison system that has a record of success at getting formerly incarcerated people placed in jobs at tech companies. But I would point out that Ohio does provide prisoners access to email services, access to the ability to send money, so-called videograms and video visit services at a number of correctional institutions.
Now, I did try to get an interview with the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections. Officials declined to speak to me, but they sent a return email saying that, quote, DRC has a publication screening process which is in place to prevent materials from entering the facility that may compromise security. Our prisons do offer a variety of different programs that prepare individuals for release following incarceration, many of which are technology-based, end quote. So I guess they feel they are giving them some outlets there for the computer knowledge.
They may feel that way. But the fact is, you know, the computer coding world is one where being self-taught and teaching yourself plays a vital role in how people interact with the computerized economy.
I've been talking with journalist Alex Shea from Muckrock about his article about Ohio and its ban on coding books in prison. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.